It's Thursday, August 18th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Morningstar News reports that Muslim extremists in Uganda recently attacked a man who left Islam for Christianity. Musa John Kasada, his wife, and 6 children came to Christ at an open-air event back in June. Last month, Kasada and his family fled for safety after Muslims sent a threatening message to their pastor. But the extremists ambushed the family last month. They beat him and even cut off his hand, intending to kill him. Thankfully, the arrival of sugarcane workers interrupted the attack, and Kasada was taken to the hospital. The attack is one of many recent instances of persecution against Christians in Uganda. The Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary reports that they have lost about 400 churches since Russia invaded the country 6 months ago. And the All-Ukrainian Union of Churches of Evangelical Christian Baptists reports that dozens of pastors from the 2,300 Baptist congregations in Ukraine have been forced to leave places destroyed by the war. Ukrainian pastors say their challenge is not just rebuilding the structures, but rebuilding leadership capacity that was lost. Pastor Yaroslav Pease with the Baptist Seminary said, quote, "The real challenge is similar to Nehemiah's challenge. It's not only rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, it's rebuilding the nation of Israel, of worshiping God. That's the same thing here in Ukraine," end quote. Last Thursday, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America voted to potentially revise their social statement on human sexuality. The 2009 statement said the denomination did not have the consensus on people living in vile passions with the same sex. The statement did recognize that, quote, "On the basis of conscience-bound belief, some are convinced that same-gender sex